Hi, this is Listener Vic. We've got a caller.
Listener Vic, this is Michael from Waldman's Wardrobe.
Wow. I didn't expect that.
I wanted to be your first contributor today.
Well, I really appreciate it, Michael. I listen to you every Tuesday morning.
I remember when I was doing the takeover a few months ago, you called in and contributed. Well, and I wanted to let you know how much I appreciated that. And I wanted to let you know how much I appreciated your support of the radio station.
Well, I appreciate you. Thanks very much. You entertained me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. So I'm contributing $100, and I want to invite all my friends in Laguna Beach to call in and contribute to Listener Vic and make a contribution to this great public radio station, this great nonprofit radio station that we have.
I really appreciate it, Michael. Thank you very much. If you hold on the line, Tyler will take your info.
Okie doke.
All right. Thank you. Okay, as I said, I'm Listener Vic. The radio station calls me that. Why? Because I listen. I work out of my house, and my radio is turned on 24/7. If I'm out of my house, my iPhone app plays in my car or on my headset. And if I'm out on a long-range fishing trip, Wi-Fi keeps me connected. It's also because I interact. I phone and I text. I answer trivia questions, make requests, respond to comments the DJs make, and let the DJs know that I'm listening. They're very appreciative, and I recommend that you all interact. You can phone or text 949-715-5936. I'd like to give a shout-out to some of the non-regular contributors, the volunteers, they call them, especially Laura Buckle, Armin Gasparian, Ernest Hackman, and the two Gregs on Saturday. If you drop into the station located at Pearl Street and the Coast Highway, you'll get to know the behind-the-scenes personnel, Monica Silver, Director of Development. This takeover was her idea. Steph Weaver-Weinberg is the music director, very creative for such a young-aged young lady, 22, I believe. Zach Churchill is the new membership coordinator, and they have all kinds of new faces coming in as interns who work for free that rotate through the station. Something you may not be aware of is that the station does not belong to Tyler Russell. He's the founder and driving force behind it. But in fact, this station is a community-owned asset. As a nonprofit tax-exempt entity, its assets are irrevocably dedicated to charitable purposes and belong to the community. So if Tyler decides to leave town, he can't take the station with him. The only way this station leaves is if it fails financially. Therefore, it's up to you and I, the listeners that own this great station, to donate and support the station. So pony up. Next song, please. Well, first, before I go, let me talk about that last song a little. That was the Royal Hawaiian by the late Joey Petrovich, good friend of mine. If you were listening at the two-minute mark, you would have heard the lyric, me and Vic were putting him away without even trying down at the Royal Hawaiian. I'm working on a pledge from the new owners of the Royal Hawaiian, but I'm going to plug them anyway. I've met a couple of the people down there. They're very nice, but there's some bureaucracy they're going through in order to decide if what their budget is or how much they can afford. So in the meantime, they should be open in about a week or two. It should be pretty exciting. I got a tour yesterday, and I was really, really impressed with what they've done with the interior decorations. So the TikiCentral.com people will be very happy. All right, let's go to the next song.
Ride this train called love. I said I'm leaving, I'm gone, riding on a train. And I'll be riding till dawn, riding through the rain. I won't forget to bring some magazine, cause I might get bored. You know what kind I'm talking about too. I won't forget to bring something mighty stiff to drink. I get thirsty, Lord. I'm riding a train. They say it comes from up above. Now whose idea was it anyway? That's what I want. Thank you. ticket is taken. There's no reservation. You're gonna cry when it's time for us to leave. Looking back, ride this train called love.
Now here comes the old guy looking for the tickets. And as I hand him mine, he says, "I'm sorry, son, already got a hole punched through this one." I said, "Old man, it's not my ticket. That's my heart."
When the ticket is taken, there's no reservation. You're gonna.
Buck Rock, what's it like down there in your heart? Dark. Fred?
Dark.
Sheila?
Dark. Dark.
That was Drew Weaver with Ride This Train. And we've got another. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This be Clay Berryhill.
Hello, Mr. Berryhill. How are you?
You know, I thought maybe Slim Pickens took your place today. You're sounding kind of sexy, that gruff voice.
That's my radio voice. But I've got my water with me.
Nice. Well, I kind of lost mine going to the Great and Grateful Dead concert last night.
Oh, nice. How much acid did you take?
About 3 jugs, I think, and then about 20 pounds of oregano.
Perfect.
You know, my first time there, and the old joke is, you know, what did the hippie say when he ran out of pot at the Grateful Dead concert?
I don't know.
This music sucks. I'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Doing a good job. I like the Royal Hawaiian song. We're all going to be happy to see that open in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I told you. I was there yesterday. I was really, really impressed. I mean, it blew me away. I was really, really impressed. So,
yeah.
By the way, if you keep listening, you'll be able to hear a song that you wrote coming up here. I think you're number 10.
Oh, man, you're going to make a lot of money off that one.
133 band song that you wrote.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. So hey, we're not going to get to number 10 if you don't be quiet. So what was the purpose of your call?
It's pointless. That was it. Okay. But if you want some money, I'll give you money.
All righty, thanks. We'll take your pledge off the air.
Is that good? Okay, if you want to, that's fine.
All right. Thanks, Clay.
All right, bye.
Take care. All right, that last song was Drew Weaver, I think I said. Drew, I used to play basketball with growing up in Laguna, and he was very good friends with Joe Petrovich. They did a lot of collaborating, and if I'm not mistaken, the woman singing on the Royal Hawaiian song was Drew Weaver's ex-wife, so there you go.
I'm not interrupting you, am I?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You haven't got anything to do, have you?
No, I don't.
I'm not, like, you know, getting in the way, am I?
Jason, are you suggesting that maybe I interrupt you when you're doing your radio show?
No. I always love to hear from you, Vic, when I'm on the air.
Yeah.
You know, when I've got 53 things to do, and a load of guests and a band in, and people waiting outside to do some non-profit thing that I've done no prep for. No, it's all right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
I'm not bothering you, am I?
Well, I could quit listening.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All right. Just keep paying. That's all I care about.
There you go. We'll get you some money here.
Thanks for coming and doing this, Vic.
You're very welcome.
Have you raised any money yet?
Not yet.
Right. I'll be back in a minute.
All right. Okay. So I guess I do listen. Maybe not. maybe I do contribute a little too much. This next song is by a gentleman by the name of Lane Tedesi. Lane is from Eritrea, which is in northern Africa. They went to war with, I guess Ethiopia invaded them. So Lane's father gathered up his family, quite a large family. I can't remember exactly how many kids there are, but over five or six. And they marched across the desert and made their way to Europe and then to the United States. And he and two of his brothers opened a liquor store in North Laguna, the old Cove Liquor they took over, and operated it for a number of years before he moved to San Diego, where he got married. But he has a band. He's sort of a reggae influence and super nice guy. He goes by the name of LT. So here's his song, Dance With Me.
One love, peace, and happiness. Everybody dance. Yeah. Everybody dance. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah. There's a party going on. Everybody's dressed up, looking really nice. Ooh, yeah. People are moving very fast. No, no, slow for that. Don't cause no traffic. You got to move your feet to the beat. Hey, you pretty girl. You're looking really, really nice. Why are you standing against the wall? There's a party going on. Come on and dance to your music. Dance with me, dance with me, yeah, dance with me. Make me feel alright, alright, alright. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me, yeah, dance with me, yeah, dance with me. Make me feel alright, alright, alright. Yeah. We're jamming, we're jamming. Drinking on that red wine, yeah. You're turning guys down, left and right. But sometimes you got to loosen up. Don't be uptight. Free your mind, free your soul. Let the music take control. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Dance with me, dance with me. Make me feel alright, alright, alright. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me, yeah. Dance with me, yeah. Dance with me. Make me feel alright, alright, alright. Come on, come on. She's jamming, you know. She's jamming, yeah. I know. She's jamming, she know. She's jamming, she know. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, if you wanted to be alone, girl, you should have stayed at home. All grown, off in the corner, pounding cellular phone. Yellow sarong, mellow with songs, got the jong on. So what's wrong with us both on the flow, slow-mo? Showing both shoulders glowing. Oh, it got my dome blown. But you know Furioso won't play this game for long. They say my game is strong, but that's Jehovah to the bone. Come along, you should be happy, just laughing and can on. Buried in bachelors, glad to be splashing and Perignon. Cause when it's on, then it's on, then it's on.
Come on, come on, come on and dance with me, yeah. Dance with me, yeah. Dance with me. Make me feel alright, alright, alright. Come on, come on. She's jamming,
you know.
She's jamming, yeah.
I know.
She's jamming,
she know.
She's jamming,
she know.
Yeah. Come on,
know.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I love this song. I was in the music. All right, we're back on the air. That was LT. I hope you're listening, buddy. We've got another phone call. First, I'd like to say, I didn't ask Clay how much he was donating, but he generously gave us 500 big ones. So good on you. Thanks for calling, Clay. All right, let's go to the caller. Who do we have on the air?
Hey, it's Dr. Claire from Idaho Eye Optometry, here to contribute to the cause.
Awesome. Awesome, Dave. This is It's my optometrist I've been going to for years. Great guy. He and his partner, Mike Cook, two of the finest optometrists I know. They're up on it. They know what they're doing. They used to grade for the optometry exams. And anyway, Dave, I really appreciate it. How much would you like to donate today?
Well, we're going to put in $200.
Very good. Very, very much appreciative. Why don't you tell us how long you've been here and where you're located?
Well, we've been in town for just a little over 30 years. We're conveniently located right behind Tommy Bahama and right across the street from the Ty Brothers.
In the library, yeah.
Yep, we're right there.
All right. And why should somebody get an eye exam?
Well, you know, just for general vision problems, but we also diagnose a lot of general health issues. People have no idea. We catch high blood pressure and diabetes also.
Very good. What's the latest in eye care?
Well, what's happening is been a lot of research on blue light, which is emitted from iPads, telephones, and computer screens. They're finding that long-term use can actually damage your retina. So we've been introducing blue filters in prescription eyewear, contact lenses, and actually eyewear non-prescription computer glasses that block blue light.
Wow. So, that sounds like it's going to be a big problem.
Yes, it could be in the long run.
Business could be good.
Yeah.
Could be good. All right. And is there anything that can be done to preserve vision as you get older?
Yeah, well, you and I know we are getting older. So definitely cardiovascular workout, 3-4 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes will reduce your chance of age-related macular degeneration by 2/3, which is pretty incredible when you think about wow. All you have to do is get up and walk around to help reduce and keep that long, since we're all living longer.
What happened?
He's gone. We lost him.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. You can call back, but we really appreciate the pledge. You need to call back anyway.
I'm just really worried about this blue light thing. All I do is look at screens. So he's got me very afraid, but thankful for his money. So I don't.
Yeah. Are we on the air now?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Thanks again, Dave. I should mention that Dave and I went to high school together in Alexandria, Virginia. Both our parents were in the military. And at the time, we didn't know each other. But we got reintroduced here in Laguna Beach. I knew who his wife was because she was a hot cheerleader. But anyway, he bought my old optometrist practice. It used to be part of the Hobie store, Dr. Mann. And so we got reacquainted.
He's back. Do you want to finish your conversation?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Put Dave on.
Dr. Claire, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to get your mailing address.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'll off the air. I'll help you with the donation. Okay.
I'll just come down and get it, Dave.
Okay, that'll be perfect.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. You're doing a great job, man. Keep
Thank
it up.
You. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you.
All right.
See Bye.
You. Before we go, I'd like to say that we have a donation that came in off the air. Good friend of mine, Scott Huber, made a donation of $200. So that's very nice.
Sorry, didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, Jason's back.
You're busy.
Can I get a private studio, please?
Vic, don't listen to him. Your contributions are appreciated, and I thank you for being our only listener every day.
Can you feel it?
I love it,
Jason. You've got a donation online from Michael Waldman. He's giving you $100. He wants it to be registered.
Yeah, he called.
But it's your thing.
He called.
Did he call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
See, you're not even listening.
That's very
nice. Get out of here.
Very nice of Mike.
All right, let's play a song, Vic.
Okay, this next song is Ed Fry. Ed Fry was a longtime bartender at the Royal Hawaiian. I think he put in 18 or 19 years. And when he retired, he and his wife moved back to North Carolina. Hopefully he's listening. If not, he'll catch the podcast. But this is one of my favorite songs, I'll Wait All Night Long.
We had a date. said that you really love me. You said you make my dream come true. I'll wait all night long. I'll wait all night long. I'll wait all night long for you. Hey girl, I know where you are. Say you were downtown in a brand new car. Your girlfriend gives some sound advice. You say you easily get bored with guys that treat you nice. You said that you really love me. You said you'd make my dream come true. I'll wait all night long. I'll wait all night long. I'll wait all night long for you. Guess I'm just wasting time. I need to know the score. There's a chance you'll change your mind to be standing there when
alrighty, we're back on the air. That was Ed Fry. Ed had two CDs that he produced while he was living in town. And both of them, his backup band was Honk, the legendary Honk. They'll be coming up shortly. Anyway, we've got another caller on the air. Let's go to the air. Hi, this is Listener Vic. You're on the air.
Hi, Vic. This is Hande from Gigi's Bistro.
Hi, Hande. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing great over there.
Thanks. It sounds a little raspy because I just had lunch at Gigi's. I'm kidding. Oh, their food's terrific. So did you call in to make a donation?
Yes, please. I would like to make a donation. We are here in Laguna Beach since 12 years. We love Laguna people. We love Laguna Beach and the radio. So we would like to support them too because
Very
they
good.
Support us too. So
Monica Silva just came in and said to say hello to you.
Oh, hi.
And I forgot to, I should have brought her some hummus because I was, like I said, I was just down there eating, eating lunch. So I'll think about it next time. But I really appreciate your donation. And I've got a couple of nice things to say. You can hang up and, you should stay on the line. We'll get your donation. And
Okay, I will.
Okay. That was Hande Gundagar. She's the wife of Bulent. And they both own Gigi's Mediterranean Italian Bistro. They're located down at 540 South Coast Highway, just below Big Fish Tavern. And their food's amazing, consistently good, always fresh. It's Mediterranean and Italian cuisine. They've also got a gluten-free menu if Ava Burton's listening. And GG's Express also has a booth at the Summer and Winter Sawdust Festival. So appreciate their support. I know the staff here eats there quite a bit, and they really, especially Monica, enjoys the hummus. Okay, our next song is, I'm looking for my list. Ah, funny, it's Ed Frye's backup band, Honk. This cut's called Money Slips Through My Fingers.
Money slips through my fingers. Money rolls off my hands. Money doesn't stay. Seems to help me or buy a doggone thing. I can spend my weekly pay today, still wake up from a king. When I'm lonely, I'm busy. Yeah, yeah, when I'm sad, you know I can see.
Is the Honk Band, world famous Honk Band. A couple of their members are now in the 133 band, a band that Clay sort of put together. He calls it the, I'm drawing a blank now, the greatest band that never was,
that
now
is. The greatest band that never was, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Anyway, Honk was a tremendous band. All their members are just superb studio musicians. As a matter of fact, the next song coming up I'll introduce in a second is Steve Wood's son, Nate, who's a tremendously talented musician, plays all the instruments on the album from which the song that I'm going to play came from. While we were off the air, we got a $200 donation from a friend of mine, Scott Huber. He owns S.W. Huber Construction. He's been in town since 1976, and he's by far the most honest, detail-oriented contractor I've ever encountered. He's donating because of our relationship, and he supports me supporting KX. He doesn't advertise. His business comes from word-of-mouth referrals and architectural referrals. Architects love working with him. If you happen to go down to Ganal Lumber and are looking to put new windows or doors in and you don't have somebody to do the installation, they actually refer him. So that's a pretty good testimonial. All right, the next song. Thanks for your donation, Scott. Really appreciate it. And enjoy your friendship. The next song is Steve and Beth Wood's son, Nate. It's called Too Much.
Process will cease, and from the ruins the burden is lifted to signify my release. But until then I walk on eggshells lightly, while knowing that the day will come when all my light will finally shine so brightly, all of the world can have some. But if the answer is, what could I tell you? But if the question is, how could I show? I guess I know too much. 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 I guess I know too much.
All right, we're back on the air. That was Nate Wood. And when the song came on, Tyler commented that, yeah, that's really good. So that may find its way into the playlist here. I gave the CD to Steph Weaver Weinberg, the music director, recently, and I think she enjoys it too. So you might start to hear more of that. In the interim, when Monica contacted me and asked me to do this, I started thinking about ways to raise money because I didn't have a lot of time. So my first thought was to go out, and we've got some new restaurants coming to town, so to go out and hit those guys up and see if they wanted some pub. So I went to the Royal, and like I said, they're making their decision. But my friend Scott Huber introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Laurent Vrineau. It's French. He owns a, I don't even know what to call it. I guess it's a patisserie, but they serve lunch, dinner, and lunch, breakfast, and dinner. He's got it. It's up in Newport Beach. It's on the corner of Bristol and Dove Street. If you know where Newport Lexus is, it's about a block north. And he opened that a couple years ago, and it just took off. It's so successful. It's unbelievable. And he's coming to town. He's going to open up in the old Scandia Bakery location down on Forest. If you go to, if you Google Moulin, it's M-O-U-L-I-N, in Newport Beach, you'll see it. He's got a great website. You'll see all the stuff that they sell. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. He promised me to that he would, quote, reawaken Forest Avenue. So I think he's... I think he's going to do very well. I think he'll attract the old John Paul Goody's crowd with his French pastries and coffee. And he told me that he actually knows John Paul, and he could be just as French, quote, if he had to. So if you feel like being insulted, go on down and ask him.
How are you on about? What are you talking about?
Hello, Jason.
Sorry, you're busy.
Did you hear my reference to your wife?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Gigi's has a gluten-free menu. Don't be screwing around with my paperwork here. You get me all discombobulated.
You've got more prep here for 1 hour than the entire time I've worked on the radio station.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm. How's things going?
Very good, very good. We're just raising money up the kazoo.
Are you?
Yep.
Can we talk? Can we chat about this?
Sure.
So when did you find out about Cakes 93.5, Vic? Who told you? Because I'm going to go and chase them down.
I've been listening for a couple of years.
No, you are. You're a big supporter of the station. When we get things right, you celebrate, and when we get things wrong, you also celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really great.
I like
thing
to be
you
right.
Do.
You call me on it all the time.
No, appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate your how irritating you are.
Yeah, good. Glad to be part of the team.
But thanks for doing this. You've been playing some music.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Take some calls.
We've taken some calls. We've got some off-the-air pledges. So
nice.
We're racking it up. And thank that was you. Really nice of Mike Waldman to do.
Do you think that radio is in some way important, or do you think it's just a frivolous thing?
No. It's really important. And I think what you guys are doing with the city right now with the emergency preparedness and you know the information is really, really critical.
Yeah, it's a way to get
because
the word out.
We know it's coming.
Something is coming, yeah.
The big one's coming.
Yeah, and it's the
this
only
radio
way.
Station might be on the first floor, you know, if it comes, but...
Yeah, but it is the that's how people get information everywhere. I mean, you know, we were talking about the other day, like places in Africa and stuff. People get with these wind up radios, which we've talked a lot about, trying to get a bunch of them and handing out because radio is the only way. When that power goes down, you ain't got no more Wi-Fi.
I was listening to Tyler when he first started talking about going to the city, and I'd been thinking about getting a wind up radio for a long time. So I went out and I researched it online, and I picked up two. I got one for a friend of mine. And it's fabulous. It's really fabulous. It's got the NOAA weather, you know, built in.
Oh, yeah.
So you get all the weather information. Oh. It's AM, FM. So mine's tuned to 93.5. And it's got a crank. You can charge your phone with it. You got to crank it a lot to charge your phone, but I think it's like four cranks for 15 minutes of radio. So it's not a big effort.
Still appropriate as well for you because you're my favorite crank caller. And you've been calling in to wind me up most mornings ever since I started.
If so. We could turn that microphone off, that'd be very nice.
No problem.
We got a radio show to do here. Thanks, Jason. All right. I was in the middle of acknowledging Moulin. So let's see where I was.
I'm so sorry for him, Vic.
That's okay. Okay, Tyler. Anyway, if you go to his website, I went to his website, and it's unbelievable. And a friend of mine, Scott Huber, who I've mentioned before, has occasion to be up in Newport that way. And he always brings me back a sandwich. And I'm telling you, these are something. I wouldn't want to. I'm glad he was in Newport until recently, so I don't want to put on too much weight. But anyway, the next song we have up is Common Sense. It's a tune called Never Give Up. Alrighty, that was the famous Nick Eye and Common Sense. I first heard that song on the radio, but not this radio. It was a different radio, but that was before this station. So
there are no other radios.
Exactly. I just got a text message from a friend of mine, Tom Burns, who says, hi, Vic, I'm not within range to hear you, but I'll make a $25 pledge. Love that station. I will bring it to Tom's attention because I know he has a smartphone that this radio station is always within range. I've picked up this radio station 1,200 miles out to sea. So there you go, Tommy. Appreciate the donation. Talk to you soon. I've got another person that I'm working on to get a pledge. His name is Wing Lam. Wing is one of the founding brothers of Wahoo's Fish Tacos. I first met Wing when he opened in Laguna Beach, which was, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. His original store is in Costa Mesa up off of 19th Street. I've heard him on this station on at least one occasion, so I thought, you know, he might be somebody that'd be interested in donating. So I've been texting him, and he's busy with the U.S. Open surfing this week, so we're back and forth, so we'll get something cooked up. So I'll thank him in advance. There's a radio show on Saturday mornings called Talking Ventures. It's with a guy named Justin Klein and Mike Brown. Pretty interesting show. I think it's on at 7 a.m.
7.
Yeah. Really interesting show, and I know Wing's a big entrepreneur and talks a lot to colleges and you know, entrepreneurs. So I'm hoping he'll come through. Next time I get to do this, and I'm sure there'll be a next time because I'm very successful at raising money, even on a short notice. I'm going to get him and his Talking Venture group to come through. Wing is a super, super generous person. He's involved in so many charities. And the guy's just amazing. He's at every social charitable function. He's always at Ducks games, Lakers games, you know, anybody that's playing. He's, oh, wait, we have a guest visitor.
Please leave Vic alone. He's trying to Jason do a radio Fetty show, again. And he's trying to thank his friends.
I thought you might want me to help you.
Are you so bored,
I definitely need help, Jason, because yeah. I'm about to run out of material, and they've asked me to stay longer.
I would normally be at home right now, you know, watching TV with the dog.
Yeah.
Eating Cheetos.
Mrs. Pickles.
But I have to be here because it's KX Takeover. You'd think that a takeover thing would mean that people would take over, but clearly that's not the case.
No, I haven't been able to get rid of you.
No.
So.
Thank you very much just for being part of this thing, mate. Be part of a family of lunatics.
I'll tell you what, man.
You fit in very well.
I heard this station, and there was something about it that it really drew me. So I'm a committed listener.
You are, and thank
and
you.
I'm converting people.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who are you converting?
All I have to do is tell them to listen to Jason Fetty's show, and they're pretty hooked.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
Nice thing to say. I have no comeback.
Let me. If anybody,
look, they're applauding you out in the office.
If anybody out there is tuning in for the first time, you've got to tune in Friday morning at 7:20 and at 8:20, because Jason reads a story in the Laguna Beach Police blotter and writes a song about it, and they are absolutely hysterical. As a matter of fact, if anybody wants to call in right now and pledge $25, I will personally buy a Jason Sings a Police Blotter CD, and you can come down and pick it up.
If someone would like to call in now and pledge $5 million, I promise you'll never hear my voice again.
Jason is not a 501c3 institution. Okay, getting back to music, we've got another song by Drew Weaver. This one's called Bigger Than Life.
Took you for a ride. Then your uncle was trying to have fun doing things to you that he shouldn't have done. Now there's a chip on your shoulder bigger than life. Then you were a teenage girl
guys on the corner would say, there goes my teenage dream. Yes, you were a teenage girl, and the men took you out and they showed you the world, and they lied when they told you everything was gonna be alright. You're something bigger than life. Hey, babe, like you can. Like you're something bigger than life. A chip on a shoulder, bigger than life. So you take a little gun and you put it in your hand and you point it at a man and you take what you can and drive around this dirty little city, try to find something to make you feel pretty, like you count, like you're something bigger than life. Hey, babe, like you count. Like you're something bigger than life. Hey, babe, like you count. Like you're something bigger than life.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
All right, we're back. This is Listener Vic. I forgot to tell you. Zach Churchill, I mentioned, was the membership coordinator, and anyway, he's got a show on Wednesday nights at five, called Surround Sound. You might want to check that out. He plays all local musicians. So, I just got a text from Chuck Denny, and he says that World Jungle pledges $25. Awesome, keep the memory alive, buddy. Thanks for listening. Okay, our next song is
133.
The 133 Band, the greatest band that never was and now is. This song was written by Clay Berryhill, a good friend of mine I went to high school with. It's called Reaching for the Sky.
You got a call. Can we take that real quick?
Yes, we can.
Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Vic.
Hello.
Hey, Vic, Scott Huber.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You're doing a really wonderful job.
Thanks, buddy. Are you listening?
I have been. I had to take a call from one of my siblings, but I've been listening, and I'm actually liking your music a lot, too.
Good.
That's really great choices. And as I told you earlier, I have a $200 check waiting for you guys at the radio station, and just a great job, and they're lucky to have you, and we're lucky to have them. So,
I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks very much. I know that you donated because of me supporting the radio station, so I really appreciate your friendship.
Yeah, and they're supporting the community, and it's pretty special to have that. So we got to keep them running for a long time.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Hang in there, but really great job. Enjoying it very much. Take care.
Thanks.
We'll see ya.
What's your name? I may have met you along the way. Forgive my shyness, it's all brand new. I'm reaching out to you. Next time it's real, it must be right. Next time I won't compromise. I won't settle and I'll reach high. stretching towards the sky.
We're back on the air. You're with listener Vic, and we're taking donations. Feel free to call in 949-715-5936. As I mentioned, that was Clay Berryhill with the 133 band. Clay wrote that song, fabulous song, and he would have sung it, but the other band members wouldn't let him because he can't sing. If you're not familiar with the 133 band, it's a couple members from the group Honk, a couple members from the Missiles of October, Nick I from Common Sense, and a smattering of other excellent musicians. They play once a month down at Mozambique, which is basically located across from the radio. They play the first Monday of each month. I believe it's 7 to 10. Mozambique has pickup and delivery service for you. So if you live in Laguna Beach, you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. You just call them up and they'll send a car for you. So anyway, check out that band. They're fabulous. Clay Berryhill put it together, as I said, and he formed a film and music company, and they're actually doing a documentary about how the band came together, how they write their songs, that kind of stuff. And it's going to be fascinating. He's winnowing down 450 hours of video into a 90-minute movie. And it should be done here in the next month or so. So, Clay just texted me. They're playing this Monday from 8 to 10. So, my bad. I said 7 to 10. Our next song is by the guy that keeps interrupting me, Jason Fetty. And this song is called You're Gonna Have My Way.
I am coming for you right now. Your bedrock feet will sail up off the ground. You think it was your idea, but it was me who put it in ya. Come on, let it be today. Say what you wanna say, hey. You're gonna have my way. You're gonna have my way. Let it be today. Say what you wanna say, hey. You're gonna have my way. You were mine before you knew it. It's gonna take me no time for me to prove it. And before you knew that it was there, shirt is on my chest. Yeah, well come on, let it be today. Say what you wanna say, yeah. You're gonna have my way. You're gonna have my way. Let it be today. Say what you wanna say, yeah. You're gonna have my way. And the crimson moon is nearly full. I will have you surely as the stars. Resisting me like you had planned it out. Oh, oh, oh. I will talk like pretty singing. I'm on a harmonizer with what you're thinking. Somewhere twisted in the laughter, you will give me what I'm after. You're gonna give me what I want, but come on, let it be today. Say what you wanna say, yeah. You're gonna have my way. You're gonna have my way. Let it be today. Say what you wanna say, yeah. You're gonna have my way. You're gonna have my way. Let it be today. Say what you wanna say. You're gonna have my way. You're gonna.
Alrighty, that was Jason Fetty. I forgot to mention that he's in the 133 band. Faux pas on my part. And then I got another text from Clay saying that they're actually playing from 8 to 11. Jason's one of the lead singers in the 133 band. Okay, my last song. Well, let me tease this. They've asked me to stay on a little while, so my set would have gone long anyway. But I've got one more song by Honk. It's called I Want to Do For You. And after that, we're going to play a couple of Jason's Police Blotter songs so you get an idea of what you're missing if you don't tune in on Friday mornings.
It takes years to see the things and dangers love can bring, but now I think I see you.
Once again, that was Honk. You're listening to Listener Vic on KX 93.5 FM, Laguna's only radio. Actually, it is their only radio. They say they're only FM, but they're lying. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little treat. We're going to play two Jason Fetty Police Blotter songs. And the way this works is they've actually created a CD. I think it's got 16 or 18 songs on it. And most of it was done back when... Jason and Tyler were on together in the morning. And so they have a little banter before they get into the actual Jason reading the police blotter and then doing the song. So enjoy this. Sit back. And again, 949-715-5936 if you'd like to call in and make a donation. Thanks.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter. Now.
Yeah, try and do it every week. Take a story from the Laguna Beach Police Blotter and get inspired and write a song. And I've done it this week, so the team is here. The posse. Hello, Ty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. It's weird to be here in the morning.
I know.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming in and doing this.
You're welcome.
It's nice to have an audience different. It's not a good thing to sit and play on your own. It feels like it's depressing.
You've got a good... We've got a lot of women in this office now.
All right.
We've pull got, them off the streets.
Let's see.
Can you do it?
Can I do it? I don't know. Intern Brooke.
Yes.
Intern Emily.
Whoa.
Well, that's it. I don't know you, Monica Silver.
Yeah.
So
all
that's
right.
it.
Good job.
Full house today. Thanks
very
for coming
impressed.
In, guys.
Impression on the Fed.
Pardon?
They're making an impression on the Fed.
They're making a... Yeah, no, they are. They've made an impression on the Fed. Don't make an impression on the feds. That's all I'm saying. All right, good. Well, shall we?
Hey, I'm just here to laugh.
All right.
You do the thing.
All right, so here's your story, okay, which I found last night at 11:30. Cozumel, that's a street in Laguna, and also a town in Mexico.
True.
Mm, good for diving. Good diving in Cozumel. Petty theft. 9:38 a.m. Sometime this week. It's not a specific story. It's not it's not the greatest journalism. Well, sometime this week. This is what it says. I'm quoting it. Sometime this week, an unknown suspect. Sometime, someone. We know where, but well, anyway. Sometime this week, an unknown suspect took the reporting parties and his wife's pain medications. No break-in. Was apparent.
So how'd he get him?
Well, I have a theory.
You have a theory.
Yeah.
Somebody took the pills you take for pain, and your wife says her OxyContin's gone astray. So just a minute, let me get this straight. Somebody took both of your means to medicate, And there's no sign of a breaking, that's a fact. And your window panes and your frames have not been cracked. And the locks upon your door are still intact. Well, I have a theory for you, please don't overreact. Oh, your wife's got your pills, got your pills, got your pills, got your pills. When you first found out the Vicodin was gone, did she help you search the bathroom in a robe of pink chiffon? Have you noticed that she's always got it on? And her eyeballs match the colour, and she's never awake for too long. Oh, your wife's got your pills, got your pills, got your pills, got your pills. Did she say that she suspected next door's cat? Or your daughter who's in Georgia and she lives in her own flat? It may be the cable guy who came last year, who then fell out of the window and was eaten by a deer. Oh, your wife's got your pills, got your pills, got your pills, got your pills. She's got your pills. And I know that you love her, and I know you always will. But if you look again at the evidence, she's doped up to the gills. Oh, your wife's got your pills, got your pills, got your pills, got your pills.
Alrighty.
I'm afraid your wife's got your pills.
I think we got the
That's
point.
The infamous Jason Fetty singing the police blotter. I hope you enjoyed that. And like I said, you got to tune in every Friday morning, 7:20 and 8:20. And he podcasts it, so you can do that. So we've got another call. Let's Jason's in the studio again. Hello. We've got another call, so let's go to that. Hi, who am I talking to? You're live on the air.
This is Scott McCarter.
Hello, Scott McCarter. How you doing?
I'm well. I was thinking about you this weekend. I was body surfing down in Emerald Bay.
And oh, nice.
Thought of all the good times we had body surfing over the years.
Yeah, yeah. So I imagine you're probably at work and unable to listen, but... I'm glad you called in. What can we do for you?
I am listening and already on the went in and contributed $100 to the cause. I love this station. It's awesome.
Very good. Very good. We appreciate it very much.
Really. I also want to mention that I don't know if you know, but the PACs, their son's on the Olympic team. 20-year-old goalie. From plays at USC, is playing going to the Olympics on the 3rd of August.
No kidding. I did not know that.
Yeah, and pretty amazing. I think Laguna's got either two or three Laguna girls on the
two.
Women's.
Yeah, two sisters. The McKenzie sisters.
Is Annika Dries? I don't know if Annika Dries is still playing too.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Last Olympic she played, so that'd be a third.
That's pretty amazing. Laguna does crank out the swimmers. You were a big swimmer, lifeguard.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well,
last thing I was going to say, you were the youngest guy I ever know to own a Harley Davidson.
There you go. I was 14. I had a Harley Davidson 65 cc. It was made by Ducati. It was a funny little thing, but yeah. Wow, you've got a good memory. Hey, can I drum up some business for you and tell these people what you do?
Yeah, sure. I've worked for 25 years at Emery Financial. We're up in Fashion Island, and we call ourselves a boutique mortgage company, and we're all about good prices and good service.
So if you're buying a home or looking to refi, call Scott McCarter at Emery Financial. I think their phone number is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, 949-729-9200.
You got it, B.I.
How's that off the top of my head?
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Another good guy with a good memory.
Yeah. You know what? I used to be unbelievable remembering phone numbers until they came out with cell phones, so... I'm kind of surprised. When was the last time I called you at your office? I mean, it's been quite a while, so.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. Now they always funny. They got way too many area codes. It used to be easy when it was all 949.
Yeah. Or when you just had to dial 4 in Laguna. You didn't even have to dial the 49.
It used to be called Hyatt.
Yeah.
Or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call. Hey. Appreciate the donation.
Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you, VI.
All right, you too. See ya.
Bye-bye.
He called me VI, but everybody knows me as LV.
LV, yeah, of course. I don't even know those initials.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was the end of my show. They've asked me to hang around, so what do you want to talk about, Tyler?
We'll do one more police blotter song, right?
All right, great.
And then we'll clear the way for the next guys who are Villa Real Estate. Can I do an hour at 3 o'clock? Vic, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your years of listening and contributing and getting every single trivia question right, with a few exceptions.
I do have to. I have to say this. I don't know if you guys used to listen in the old days, and Tyler ran out of trivia, but I used to call in. He would do the trivia around 7:20 in the morning, and while he was reading the question, I was dialing. So I didn't want him thinking I was Googling the answer. And I know there's somebody listening. Feel free to call in and make a contribution. But the physical therapy place that just recently moved down to hospital, they used to think they won the trivia contest every once in a while, but they didn't. Because I had already gotten the answer.
Well, it's true. That is a good inner secret. Vic always got it right first, but I didn't always say that.
I wasn't eligible for a prize. And a lot of times I didn't want to take the prize because I don't want to seem greedy. So
yeah, because nobody was as on it as you were. But I've appreciated it, Vic, over the years.
I did win 11 in a row.
I think that's probably true. It's your claim to fame.
I don't think I ever lost more than 2 or 3 in a row either.
No, that's probably true. All right, LV, let's play another police blotter tune. We'll play Grapes as we wind down today. Thank you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the police blotter now.
All right, it's our favorite thing. Every Friday morning, Jason Fetty gets on the acoustic guitar and makes up a song about our local crime blotter that he stays up into the wee hours of the morning writing. Usually it's a naive, innocent crime in Laguna Beach that we like to immortalize in songs. So, Jason, if you could please tell us today's story.
I can. So, it's true that I write a song every week, the story of which is taken from the police blotter, our Laguna Beach police blotter. And it's true that the stories are often naive and whatever, because we just don't have much crime in town. That's one of the things we like about living here.
Right.
But this week, there was absolutely nothing to write about. I mean, nothing has happened this week in Laguna Beach. I'm telling you, it was a complete dearth of stories. So my story is this.
Did you make it up?
No. I mean, there were things, but they were all really, boring. But this one is kind of great in an understated way. 12:11 p.m., Lower Cliff Drive, a street in Laguna. Reporting party suspects that a known female has been removing grapes from reporting party's property. A known female.
All right, so that's it, huh?
That's it. That's the story. In my yard up on Cliff Drive, I had some grapes that I kept alive. Somehow it all came undone. I turned around, my grapes was gone. Turned around, my grapes was gone. I had some grapes and it was delicious. The way you look at them makes me suspicious. So swollen and succulent. I think I know where my grapes went. I think I know where my grapes went. It's a small town and I see your face. I've seen you hanging around my place. The way you look at my Cabernet. I know you and you stole my grapes. I know you and you stole my grapes. I know you and you stole my grapes.
Is it over?
That's it. That's the story. Thank you.
Wait, what was... What's the tune of that? What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what it is. That's it. That's the song I wrote.
You told me before performing it was the stupidest one you've ever written. I think it's brilliant. I think it's one of the best.
No. You know what? I wrote last night and Ava came in just as I'd finished writing it. My wife came in into the house just as I'd finished it. And I played it to her. And she said, it's brilliant. And I said, no, it's not.
It really is. You're your own worst critic. It's a lovely song. I know you and you stole my grapes.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that'll be podcast online. It's also on video. It's on Facebook Live right now. Jason Sings, the Police Blotter. Every Friday morning, if you go to the podcast tab at the top of our website, you can find the archive of every Police Blotter song
you've ever done. There's 25 of them.
Yeah, and they're really, really
they're all as good as
they're
that.
They're all as good as that.